and he needs some more clients for his electric business. David, you there with me?
Yeah, thanks, Michael. I appreciate it. Hi, Victor.
I'm here.
Hi, it's nice to meet you. So my name is David, and I'm the director here in charge of the California area. Now, let's go and see what we have in store for you. I have you down with ProStatus Electric, based out of 92505.
Correct.
Okay, great. Yes. Let's go ahead and get your listing pulled up here. Now, Victor, if you don't mind me asking, how are most of your customers finding you right now? What's working for you?
I play right now with Facebook. Get something resolved, but I tell to Michael with Google, never I had good results. All the time problems. Never I take my money back with Google.
Gotcha. So who has helped you with your Google services? I mean, is it something you managed in house, or have you hired a professional company to help you out with that before?
I use by myself, and I think Google send something personal, like accessories, and nobody do it a good job.
So here's what I can do.
The last time I spent $700 in 1 week, and I don't take any clients.
So now when you say you spent that amount of money, I mean, was it on a pay-per-click campaign, or did you do like a Google verified?
I don't have, I'm not sure if you have a Google verified. I don't think so. I'm not sure.
Yeah, so I'm looking right now, right, and I don't see one for you. And that's the reason why I asked, because, I mean, for an electrician, the gold standard for the small to medium-sized businesses is always going to be the Google verified business line, right? Now, the reason why is because your business will partner with Google and they'll send you pre-qualified exclusive leads. They put you to the very top of the page, and the only way that you even pay for the lead is when you successfully gain the appointment, right? So customers right now in your area, there's a very popular search for like EV charger installations. That's going to be like on the residential side, panel upgrades, you know, things like that. And then there is even commercial, if you're willing to work on that side as well, right? Now, the way that it works with Google Verified is once you are paired with the customer, what they hear is you're now being routed to your Google Verified contractors. You then receive the phone call, right? Now, if in fact you are able to successfully gain an appointment with that client, it would then be a qualified lead. Now, if the client calls you from out of your service area, maybe you're booked out, or the job is just something you don't do, or maybe too small, you can reject that lead, right? You never charge for that lead. You're not charged for a phone call. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I heard something like that another time, but I never do it.
So have you done a search lately for an electrician in your area on Google?
What?
Have you done a search on Google for the electricians in your area so you can see who's listed there and how much business they're getting?
I can see, but I'm not expert in the Google. I'm not sure what size I'm seeing about that.
Got you. So here's the deal. There's a company in your area. They're called All Pro Electric, right? Now, All Pro Electric is currently running Google Verified. So if you were to go into Google and type in electrician near me, you're going to see them at the very top. It'll say $500 off a full heating and AC system, 24/7 emergency services. Then they have that blue badge that says verified. And then Google is showing everybody how many bookings they had nearby. So they just had 40 bookings in the past 14 days. Okay, and it'll tell you right here they had 40 plus. So anywhere from 40 to 50 bookings is what they've had in the past 14 days, and that's right off of Google Verified. This is results driven, because the only way that you even pay for the lead is when you actually gain the appointment. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay. So if you'd like to be listed here, this is how it works. You'd have a monthly recurring rate. It's $249 a month. Now, there is a one-time application fee. Now, it's $250, okay? Now, what we're going to be doing there is we'll be submitting everything you need. Go ahead.
Can you send me that information in a text or something like that, a PDF?
Oh, what I'll do is I will send it to you via email. I'll send you a full proposal, right? So that's not a problem. But there's a little bit more details that we'd want to cover, right? So that
you say $240 per month?
$249 per month. That's right. Now, what that's going to do is that's going to activate you on Google, Yelp, Bing, Apple Maps, Siri, and Alexa. Those are your voice searches. Okay. So we'll cover all the bases. Now, I haven't found a website for you yet. No worries. We're going to go ahead and take care of that when it's already included, right? So the monthly recurring rate would be $249. There is a one-time application fee for Google Verified that gives you that upgraded blue badge and puts you to the top of the page. Now that one's $250. It's a one-time payment. Okay. Okay. Now, right now, I'm going to get you your cost per lead for the electrician in the area. Okay. Now that comes in at $31 for a qualified lead. That's when you gain the appointment with the client. Your budget will then be deducted for $31. Okay. Google is going to allow you to set a budget for your business. That will give you a set amount of leads. So in this instance, if you wanted, say, 13 leads, which is the minimum that you can sign up for, right? You can raise it as much as you like, but the minimum would be 13. Your budget would be $403, right? So whenever you receive a qualified exclusive lead, what they'll do is deduct it from that budget. So basically, you'll be drawing off that account. Once you exhaust your funds, you can re-up and continue to draw from your account. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, there is an insurance requirement for this program. It's $100K in general liability. Are you currently carrying liability for your business?
Say again, please.
So there's an insurance requirement for this one. So what we do is we'll be submitting an application that's going to go for approval, right? Now, what Google is asking for is at least $100K in general liability for insurance for the business. Do you carry that?
Yeah, but I'm not sure. I need to see your results. I need to see if you can tell me another electrician depth.
If I can do which one, I'm sorry?
I need to see you another results with another electrician.
Oh, absolutely. So I saw you listed on the Better Business Bureau, right? You can also look for us there. We're based here in Orange County, California, and we're A-plus rated, okay? So we definitely have plenty of results here that I can share with you. We're currently servicing 10,000 businesses nationwide, and that's with no long-term contracts, right? So let me go ahead and get you some information.
We can start with that because, sorry to be very direct, but we can start with that because I have a very bad experience with that kind of service.
Okay, yeah, for sure. So I'm going to send all your information over. I just want to make sure that at least you have enough. Yeah, I'm not asking you to submit your insurance to me or anything like that, but I mean, you are carrying liability for your business, right?
That's correct. It's difficult
okay,
for
great.
Me.
What's a good email address for you?
You can use Victor.
Okay.
Alex.
Okay.
21. At email.com.
Okay, VictorElect21@gmail.com. Got it. Okay. Now, the other thing that Google asks for is the C10, right? You'll just verify, they're going to verify you have a C10. They'll do a background check, right? So it'll be one of two companies, either Evident or Pinkerton. What they're looking for is no felonies in the past 7 years. And then you'll supply either valid driver's license, United States passport, or state ID. Right. Now, once those all come back as approved, typically it's about 45 days, that's when you'll receive those bullet points. It says past license check, past insurance check, past background. Basically, they're building those three levels of trust with your client. Right. And then once they pair them, you get the phone call, and then the magic starts to happen. Okay, so I'm putting together your email right now. Now, do you have any questions for me?
No, right now, no. I'm good.
So let's see here. Now, as far as services, are you willing to do commercial as well?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay. So that way I can put it here in your proposal. Now, as far as the services go, I'm just going to go over a quick checklist of the electrical services that they offer through Google for the leads. You just let me know which ones work for you and if you're willing to do them all. So we have installing light fixtures, outlets and switches, relocating the outlets and switches, repairing outlets, panel upgrades, repairing panel, electric car chargers.
All the stuff.
What was that?
Yeah, all that service.
Okay, great. Okay, so I'm going to put them in there. Okay, so the email is going to be broken down in three sections for you, okay? Where it says MMB, that's going to be the monthly minimum budget that we talked about. That's where you'll be drawing off of. And then the CPL stands for cost per lead. Okay, the other areas you'll see just for the initial setups, you'll see the discounts that you qualified for, and those will already be applied for you, okay?
All right. Sorry. No la voy a llevar, no la puedo, la pongo en el momento.
¿No te la voy a llevar?
No.
¿Vas a ocupar una?
No sé.
So I just sent an email. Now it came. It is, you'll see David Gonzalez, and it'll say Google verified.
Okay. I'm looking right now. I cannot see the email right now, but maybe a couple hours.
Okay. So let me see here.
Let me see if you I will see the email. Let me do it. Oh, yeah. David González. Yeah. Thank you.
Andale, señor Victor. Mucho gusto. Y, okay. Te hablo unos dos horas. ¿Sabes qué? Nosotros cerramos aquí a las 4. Andamos aquí en California también, en Orange County. Okay. So, si quieres, yo te puedo hablar a 3:30 o mañana.
Mañana lo más temprano que pueda.
Okay. Aquí venimos a las 7 de la mañana.
All right. Good.
Okay. Ándale. Mucho gusto y te hablo mañana.
All right.
Ándale.